The Paradox of Trust. Summary: the article delves into how global distrust reflects a collective physiological state of threat, impacting trust and cooperation. Trust is described as a physiological state arising from shared experiences of safety and connection. The narrative challenges us to restore trust by aligning with the rhythms of life and fostering connections. Full article, inspired by Yuval Noah Harari's AI and the Paradox of Trust. This post explores how global division and distrust reflect a collective physiological state of threat, not just ideological or psychological divides. When bodies lock into chronic patterns of protection, our tolerance for differences narrows. We become hypervigilant, hypersensitive, hyperattuned to what's uncertain, unpredictable, and unfamiliar. The other becomes unsafe. In this way, the personal becomes political. But adaptive, survival-based autonomic states we inherited from our reptilian ancestors begin to shape global narratives of fear, distrust, and disconnection. And the stories we make up to make sense of our feelings, or numbness, are driven by threat, not necessarily by truth. Source: Marcus Wisman / Shutterstock. Trust as a physiological state. Trust is not a belief or decision. It's a physiological state, arising from the shared experience and expression of safety and connection between bodies occurring far below cognition. As Yuval Harari states, every minute we breathe in and out, every breath we take is a small gesture of trust in what is outside us. We take air from the outside into our lungs, into our body, and later give it back to the universe. This trusting in and out movement is the rhythm of life. Trust doesn't come from intention alone. It's a felt experience that emerges from the rhythms Yuval describes. Through the reciprocal, patterned exchanges of breath, voice, movement, gaze, listening, facial expression, and touch, trust between us is felt when our bodies spontaneously sync with this shared rhythm of life. But when we're locked in patterns of protection, these internal rhythms are disrupted. Our heart rate and breathing rhythms are compromised. We lose access to the capacity to broadcast trust into the world and to receive it from others. Instead of exchanging signals of safety, presence, and trust, we get caught in a physiological loop of danger, disconnection, and distrust. That loop is playing out across our country and rippling across the world. Our greatest advantage. Yuval says, while fear and pain are of course important for survival, and while they sometimes protect us from danger, nobody can survive on a diet of fear and pain alone. History teaches us that trust is more important than either. He challenges us to return to our evolutionary roots, our ability to build trust with strangers and cooperate in very, very large numbers. Sure, we can attack and defend ourselves when we are afraid or in pain. We share those primitive protective strategies with our reptilian ancestors. But as Yuval reminds us, our greatest advantage isn't our fight, but has always been our capacity for trust and cooperation. 100,000 years ago, people lived in tiny bands of just a dozen individuals and couldn't trust anybody outside their band. Today, in contrast, there are networks of cooperation connecting all 8 billion humans on the planet. Total strangers often grow the food that sustains us and invent the medicines that protect us. Beneath the surface of trust lies an even deeper truth, our biological imperative for belonging. We need to feel seen, heard, valued, included, liked, and loved. We can't do this life on our own. We need to be cared for, and we need to care for others. And as we experience feelings of safety and trust in the world and the people around us, we are able to see this same organic need within everyone, even in those who seem so different from us. If people belonging to any one nation restrict themselves only to the food, the games, and the ideas that originated in their own nations, our lives would be very poor, if not impossible. Every human belongs to some group, but every human also belongs to the whole human species. The challenge lives in the body. Yuval is asking us to return home to who we already are, and have always been. But the real challenge isn't in setting the intention, or even in spreading the message of trust and cooperation. The challenge lives in the body. It lives in nervous systems that no longer trust it safe to feel safe. In bodies that no longer trust it safe to trust others. In people who no longer trust it safe to fully feel what they are feeling. Beneath our distrust is more than ideology, belief, or political narrative. It's a collective physiological state of protection, shaping perception, fueling disconnection, and making even the idea of trust feel dangerous. meeting ourselves where we are. So the work begins here, by meeting our own body where it is. No shame, no blame. No judgment or criticism. Just an honest reflection. We can ask ourselves, am I living in a body that no longer trusts it safe to feel safe? Am I in a body that no longer trusts it safe to trust others? Have I lost connection with my own body altogether? Because we can't make ourselves trust the world or the people in it by telling ourselves to. Trust isn't a slogan or affirmation. It's a state. That state comes when our nervous system connects with and aligns to the rhythms of life, Yuval describes. And in that state, it's as if we are given permission to feel safe and connected in ourselves and with others. Restoring the rhythms of trust. So rather than simply repeating that we should trust each other more, we can start by looking closely at how we're actually moving through the world. Who and what we're paying attention to. The signals we're sending and taking in from the people around us, from our environments, and from our screens. Are we feeding ourselves cues of safety, trust, belonging, and connection? Or are we living on a steady diet of danger, distrust, and disconnection, pushing ourselves further away from seeing our sameness within our differences? Beneath the political slogans and the repeated messages of fear, our bodies locked in patterns of protection. The invitation here is to find who and what your body will welcome as safe, reassuring, reliable, and trustworthy. Go there today. Be with them tomorrow. Like breath, trust is meant to move freely, back and forth, exchanged and expanded. The more we can restore that rhythm in our own bodies, the natural rhythmic oscillations of heart rate and breathing, the more we can offer it to the world around us. Because survival has never belonged to those who could fight the hardest and longest, but to those who could trust, cooperate, and care for one another.